Hello, I want to welcome you all back to another episode of the Humanity Standard Podcast with your host, Sydney Standard. Hey. So today I have the idea to talk about the notion that misery loves company. I'm sure you've all heard that saying before, but what exactly does it mean? Well, it means that if someone hates their life and doesn't want to do anything about it, rather than put in the work to create a life that they really love, they want to keep you where they are. Because if you are complaining and you're miserable and this person is the reason why I'm not succeeding, that person is the reason why I don't have a good relationship, they're not taking personal accountability for where they are in life because they see themselves as victims. And they want you to see yourself as a victim as well, because if you have the wherewithal to go out and actually create a life that you love, then it really calls them out on their bullshit, because you're showing them that, hey, you don't have to put that energy into complaining about your life. You can put that energy into actually changing your life. So people who are miserable are ultimately lazy. There, I said it, okay? Miserable people are lazy because they want things to be handed to them. They don't want to put in the work. They really don't. And they will try and stop anyone that they can just so that they can be right. Ultimately, I believe that people who are miserable have really big egos. And I've noticed that in just people I've interacted with. Without going into too much detail, I'll just say that whenever I am around miserable people, I always notice that they're trying to one-up each other of, oh, hey, well, I think this is how it's going to go. Oh, well, I think that's the way it's going to go. Okay, bet me, because I know I'm right. Rather than just saying, you know what, even if you're right, cool. I don't really care. You know, there's more important things to be worried about than to be right. It's better to keep the peace in a lot of ways than to be right. But if you have a huge ego, if you have this idea in your mind that, okay, the world is this way, then when anyone challenges that, you're automatically going to attack them just because it's within your nature. Like, you can't even accept that your view of the world could be wrong. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and they basically were saying that every single person who's successful signed their life over to the devil, which is a very ludicrous claim to make. So you're saying that every single person who's in a position of power, whether it's they've created their own company or they're in entertainment or they're in the government, you're saying every single one of those people, there's not one good person there. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely insane. And I couldn't even really say anything, because at one point in my life, I definitely had a mindset more like that, in the sense that I was miserable, right? So I assumed that, okay, since I'm miserable, since my perception of the world is that everything sucks, and in order to get to the top, you have to like step on this person's toes, that person's toes, and you know, you're going to be controlled by the man and you can only do what they tell you to do. That was a mindset that I had to heal myself from. So now that I'm healed from that, and I was talking to someone who was espousing that to me, it really made me realize how far I've come in healing myself and understanding that there is no limits to what you can do. There are no limits to what you can create in this world. The only limits that there are the limits that you have in your mind. And I think a lot of people don't want to hear that because it requires taking personal accountability. And in today's day and age, we're constantly hearing, oh yeah, it's okay. You're fat, you're beautiful. Accept me as I am. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, when you go to the doctor, they're telling you that you're overweight and you are a risk to yourself because of your habits, because you can't control what you put in your mouth and you can't control the amount of exercise that you're doing on a daily, weekly basis. Like, we have to look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves of what choices we're making in our lives and the results that we're getting. Because the results don't lie. You can say, oh yeah, I'm starting a business, I'm gonna do this, but what are the results of the business? Are you just talking? Are you just an entrepreneur just because it's cool and like you wanna be an entrepreneur so you can post on social media? Or are you actually doing the work? Are you being consistent? Are you showing up? Are you putting your full self into it? Or are you half-assing it? People who half-ass things do not deserve to be successful. They really don't, because you're not going to inspire someone to become their best self if you yourself aren't living it out. That's just not how it works. I was in a Twitter Spaces today, and if you don't know what Twitter Spaces is, it is basically what Clubhouse is, but Twitter co-opted it, and they have this massive network. So obviously it is just better because there's more people on it, and you don't have to have only an iPhone to access it. Although I'm sure they rolled out Android versions of it, but for a while you had to have an iPhone in order to use it, and it's a social listening app. So you would join, it's still around. So you join these different rooms, they're called, and they have different topics, and there's a host, and then you have different speakers who can come up and share whatever they feel like saying related to the topic in the room. And you really get this conversation going. You can talk to a lot of people. You can also just listen. So that's Clubhouse. Twitter made their own version called Twitter Spaces. And what's cool about Twitter Spaces is that you can then click onto their profile, you can follow them, you can tweet them. Like, Twitter is a pretty cool platform, although I don't always agree with their censorship. So I think that's the problem, more so that not only myself, but a lot of other people have that problem as well. And I'm in this Twitter Spaces room, and it was really interesting because the topic of the room was Twitter Spaces, or like no spaces or something like that. So basically, like, Twitter Spaces used to be, and by used to, I mean like a few days ago or yesterday, be open to anyone starting a room, but they put this cap on it that you have to have a certain amount of followers in order to have that capability. And they also rolled out this program called the Spark Program, which is an accelerator, so people can apply and they can basically get, I think it's like $1,500 a month or $2,500 USD a month, and they just host two spaces a week, and, you know, they create content, you know, they facilitate a conversation, and it's great, yada, yada, yada. But the only thing is, in order for you to even be able to apply for this program, you have to have a minimum of 5,000 followers. You have to be 18, and right now they're only rolling out that program in the United States for now. So those are the requirements that you have to meet. You also have to be 18. So the space was talking about how, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is taking away from smaller creators being able to create and do all this stuff. It's very elitist because it's in the United States only, and blah, 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 blah. And initially when I went into this room, I was very intrigued, right? I was like, okay, like, let me hear this out. And I heard the person saying something, and they were basically saying, like, all the people who run these tech companies, like, they don't care. They're just, they're this way. They have their blonde bimbos and blah, 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 blah. And making very wide generalizations of who these people are based on some experiences that they've had. And yes, you can have a few experiences with people, but that still doesn't mean that you can make a wide, vast generalization like that. And that was actually what I came into the room saying, because I had a problem with it. Because I'm like, that's definitely not true. And this really goes back to what I originally started this podcast talking about, which misery loves company, right? A lot of times people who are miserable, like they literally want people to blame because it makes them feel a lot better. Okay, well, if this person's really bad, then all right, well, that's the reason, they're the reason why I'm not doing as well as I should be. It makes it so that you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, what should I be doing differently for my life to go in a more positive direction than it is currently? And this is not to say that there aren't people that exist who are not helping people and are not creating products that are actually doing what they're supposed to do, in the sense that like really connecting people, enabling new opportunities for people who've never had them. It's not to say that's not the case, but I'm always weary when I hear people totally saying, okay, all of these type of people are like that, because you can't make a generalization like that. Again, and I know it's so easy to do that. And I used to do that. I used to be one of those people, but like I said before, the more that I started to heal myself, the more that I was able to see that I had a lot of limiting beliefs that were holding me back. So by thinking that, oh yeah, like in order to get to the top, you have to sell your soul or you're being controlled, I was stopping myself from getting to the top because I held a belief that I had to do that. So I was like, oh, I don't want to be that kind of person. So I'm not even going to go for that. And I think that's what we see happening a lot today. One of my biggest issues with Silicon Valley is that there's this big push for diversity. And it's not that I'm against diversity. I want to really clarify that. I am for diversity of thought, okay? I think if you have ideas that are different, you should be talking about them. Your ideas should be heard. But if there are different shades of people and they all have the same thought processes, that's not diversity to me. It's literally skin colors that are different, but they're all thinking the same. All robots in a sense. Not really. Come on, guys. I'm not really saying people are robots. But I'm saying that you have to have people with differences of opinion, because that's how you create truly innovative companies. You have to have truly innovative people. People who are thinking outside of the box and who aren't afraid to be like, hey, I have this idea. I think it would be really cool. What do you guys think? What do you gals think? That's how we should be thinking about diversity. But if you're thinking about diversity as something so tied to immutable characteristics, I think as a society, we really lose because we're so fixated on things that ultimately don't matter. What matters is how you think and the type of heart that you have. Ultimately, I don't care what people look like, in the sense that I'll talk to literally anyone. I'll hear anyone out. Absolutely anyone. Will I spend an extended amount of time with everyone? No, because you have to have a filter process of, okay, this person, you know, they're kind of miserable. Maybe you don't want to be around them. Or this person, you know, they have a bit of, you know, maybe a problem, like a attitude problem or something like that. This person, they're great. They work out. I feel motivated when I'm around them. They're constantly talking to me about new ideas. That's the kind of person that I want to be around. So you really have to sort yourself and think about who is the type of person that you want to be. What type of people are like that already? How do you feel when you're around those people? And then start hanging out with those people more. And hang out less with the people who are miserable and you don't feel good around. That's how it should be. And you don't have to be mad at those people or anything like that. Have empathy for them. But at the end of the day, you cannot change people. This is a huge lesson that I've been learning. Like, you literally can't change people. It doesn't matter how much you love them. They could be in your family. You could have known them since you were a baby. But people are who they are. And they're only going to change if they want to change. They're not going to change because you're like, oh yeah, well, if you do this, it'll be so much better. You're better off putting that energy into yourself. You'll never go wrong putting energy into yourself. Trust me on that, okay? For the past, oh man, maybe like 2 years, I've really been working on myself intensely. And it's only been in the past maybe few months that I've really noticed a major shift in my mindset. And this has taken time. It hasn't happened overnight. And it's been a very grueling process. And I say that because when you're a person who is surrounded by people who don't want to do the work, for you to go out on a limb and do the work, it is extremely lonely because no one else around you has ever done it. Everyone else is a victim. Oh, this is the reason why. That's the reason why. Oh, the government. Ah, all these different things. We obviously know that shit is fucked up, for lack of a better word, right? Everything going on in the world right now is honestly insane. And I think if you're someone who doesn't recognize the insanity of everything going on, like, you're clearly checked out, right? So the world is crazy right now, but how can you make your life better? You can make your life better by getting grounded in who you really are, grounded in God, connected to spirit, doing the meditation in the morning, reading the affirmations in the morning, going on walks, exercising, all these things, right? This is what's going to help you. Eating healthy. I don't think that people realize how much of an effect eating well has on your mental well-being. Because if you're constantly eating sugary foods, fatty foods that have no sort of nutritional value, your brain is not going to be able to operate at its maximum capacity. And this is one of the reasons why I believe everything in society is just so messed up, because look at everything that is promoted in society. All of it is terrible. They promote fast food. They promote plastic surgery. They promote not exercising. They promote spending your money on everything that you see. They promote going to college as a necessity, when in reality, all you have to do is self-educate. All you have to do is get a bunch of books, literally a bunch of books, and read constantly. Join groups. That is self-education. You do not need a college degree. You can make money from what is in your mind, what skills naturally come to you. That is all you have to do. And yet what we're sold is this idea that you have to shell out money in order to get a piece of paper that says, I graduated from this university. And this is not to say that certain careers you don't have to get a degree, because if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you need a degree. Let's be honest. Like, you have to go through the process. You have to know your stuff. Because imagine if you go to a doctor and they don't know any anatomy whatsoever. They haven't been training and you're the first person that they have surgery on. That's not going to turn out too well. And with a lawyer, they need to know the codes, right? They need to know what they're talking about, what they're arguing in court. So there are certain careers where you really do need to go to college. But I think the majority of the careers today, you don't have to even do that. How many people are really becoming doctors and lawyers today? I doubt that it's as much as it was before. And even with becoming a lawyer, a lot of that job is becoming automated through technology. Like, there are just certain things that you don't need to remember as much as you did previously. So technology is taking over our lives. So my suggestion to people, if you're thinking about, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with my life? Learn something in the technological field. There actually is a shortage of jobs in technology. Or I'm sorry, there's a shortage of talent in technology. We have a major skills gap. I'm talking about America specifically because that's where I live, but I know I have some Indian listeners, so shout out to India and the rest of the world who's listening to me. So we have to be honest with ourselves over what do we really have to do in order to move forward, okay? So there's so many different software development, UX, UI boot camps that they will literally pay for your tuition and then you won't have to pay it back until you get a job. There's so many ways to exist in this world today outside of the system that has been forced upon us. And I think what's funniest about all this is that the people who go hard for the old system are the people who are products of it. And maybe in a lot of ways, they feel kind of like, oh my God, I had to go through the system. So I want to shell I want to shill this system on you because that's what I had to do. But you have to be smarter than that. You don't have to do that today. You can start right where you are, right now, and no one is stopping you except yourself. I'm recording this at 10:39 p.m. where I am. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I had an idea to do it. And I've set up a system for myself in some ways where I'm like, okay, I know I just record, I do some editing, and then I'll upload it and I'll set it to post at a certain time. And then I'll tweet it out, put it on my social media once it's actually out. And I don't really have to think about it too much. But I think a lot of times people overcomplicate things. They're like, oh my gosh, well, if I want to do this, then I'm going to have to do that. And it's going to take so much time. And it's like the mental energy that you put into thinking of all these barriers to your success, you could be thinking about, oh my God, there's this possibility. There's that possibility. The world is amazing. The world is my oyster. The world is your oyster, but you have to believe that the world is your oyster. My number one suggestion to all of you is get rid of the negative Nancys in your life. You don't have to tell them that they're a negative Nancy, by the way. I actually highly advise against doing that because that's not really going to end well, right? You don't need to say anything negative to people. Literally, if you're having a conversation with someone and you just feel a negative vibe and you know that you trying to explain your side of the coin is not going to go anywhere, the best thing for you to do is just to be like, oh, okay, that's interesting, and then walk away. Go do another thing. You're not obligated to stay in a certain place, to talk to certain people. You're just not, okay? You are in control of your life. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not, because it's not true. It's not the government who's controlling your life or your mom who's controlling your life or any of these people. You have the wherewithal to do what you want in your life. Are you going to have roadblocks? Absolutely, yes. Is there a global pandemic, plandemic, honestly, is what I think, if we're being real, going on right now? Yes. My number one thing is, like, stick up for what you truly believe in, okay? Freedom is not something that is just a given. Like, you have to fight for it. So if you're going through something, maybe the government's like, you have to get vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, that's a real struggle. But other than that, there are things that you can do in your life to set you up despite some of those challenges. And if you get super fixated on the things that are going wrong in your life, you're not going to be able to see all of the amazing opportunities that are before you. And I speak on that from experience, because last year in 2020, around the midpoint of 2020, like June, I was in a place in my life where I was really miserable. I'm not going to lie. And especially around the election in the United States in 2020, I'm a Trump supporter, okay? I voted for Trump. And that's after really just doing a lot of research and realizing how fake the media is, and really listening to many of his speeches, not on the major media networks, like just listening to them in full, hearing what he was talking about, seeing what his plans actually did for the country, for different populations in the country. And then I was able to see, okay, actually, my values align more so with this man rather than what is being sold to me via the media, via celebrities, via all these different actors that clearly had some sort of an agenda. So I suggest that everyone don't take everything that you see at face value in the media through celebrities. Do your own research at all times, because to be honest, these different corporations and stuff, they expect you to just trust what they're saying. And if you're a person who thinks, you realize that, you know what? A lot of the stuff that's been said to me doesn't even make sense. Like, it really doesn't make sense. And either I'm crazy or they're literally insane. And the fact that this stuff doesn't make sense, they must be the ones who are being very inconsistent in what they're saying. So I just say, question everything and listen to what your intuition is ultimately telling you about a given situation, because it's most likely right, all right? And if someone is telling you, oh, no, 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 don't trust that, trust the signs, trust this, don't trust that. Trust your intuition. That's more important and more knowledgeable than any of these people. Your intuition knows things that you just can't explain. Like, I've had so many different experiences where I have no idea. I had no idea that, oh, you shouldn't do this because this is going to happen. But my intuitive impulse was, don't do it. And then later on, I found out this is why you shouldn't do it, because this is what would have happened. So that's kind of a long-winded rant. But basically what I'm saying is that misery does love company. And the people, the powers that be that are controlling all these different media organizations, not every celebrity, not every politician, but many of them, they are trying to keep you in a box. They don't want you to discover their power, because when you discover your power, they lose theirs. And that's it. And when you understand that, one, you won't be mad at these people, because it's kind of sad that they have to keep knowledge from you of your own power so that they can stay in power. That just says how little power these people have. Because someone who knows their power and is just not miserable, but like happy and truly feels wealthy, right? Wealthy in relationships, wealthy in money, wealthy in purpose. They're going to encourage you to find yours and to tap into that yourself. Right? When you want to share, oh my gosh, I feel so great that I am doing what I know I'm supposed to do. I want to show you how. And they're not saying, oh, but you have to get this course, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm doing this podcast right now. I'm not asking for any money for this. I literally came here to my computer and I felt inspired to talk about this. And I'm publishing it and you're listening to it now. So when you're truly a person who is abundant, you're a giver. You're not looking, oh yeah, well, if I say this, then they're going to take my idea and blah, blah, blah. Take it. I don't care. There's a lot more where that came from. And we all have to adopt this abundant mindset, okay? That's the only way that as a society, we'll be able to move forward positively. If you're looking at this person, you're like, oh, well, if they win, then I can't win. Or if I win, then they can't win. That's a scarcity mentality. Communities aren't built when people are worried about, oh my God, there's not enough. You have to be in this mindset of overflow. I'm going to give of myself, and I know that somehow, some way, the universe is going to pay me back for it. I don't care where it's coming from. I just want to give out of from my heart, from my soul, because I want to. I'm overflowing. I might as well. I could help someone. That's how we all need to be. When you're miserable, you can't even see that. You're in a fog, you know, you're in a daze, and it's just not good, right? From this episode, I really hope that I'm conveying to you that don't choose to be miserable. Don't choose to hang out with people who are miserable. Don't choose to buy into things because they sound good, but ultimately will make you miserable. Listen to your heart. Listen to your intuition. Pair that with logic sometimes, because sometimes your heart can lead you astray. So you have to also back that with logical thinking, critical thinking. But ultimately, you are in charge of your life. No one else is. Don't think about the circumstances. They may suck, but there's always somewhere that you can start. Always. Never forget that. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Humanity Standard Podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace!